Welcome back to another video in the Dial Badass membership area. This video is entitled The Secret Weapon, and it's called The Secret Weapon because it is the secret weapon that I teach, again, my coaches in order to give them better success in the field. The way that it works is it's sort of like a washing machine of bad attitudes. So if a girl's kind of in a bad mood and she's out and you really want to get her in a good mood and get her smiling, this is one of the things that almost never fails. I've had it fail a couple of times, but we have, of course, I have ways to get around that too that I can teach you. But it's really, really good. It's so good, in fact, that when we go out, it's almost something that you constantly see in the in an environment that I'm in because it works so well with women. And that is, call it the secret weapon because it works so well, and that is the spin move. And the way the spin move works is, it requires no talking for you on your part. It requires a little bit of faith, so that's important. And it requires a little bit of know-how. Not only that, but it requires know-how and finesse. You don't want to be too rough or anything. You want to be nice and soft with this. If you're too rough, then you could actually hurt somebody, so be careful. But I'll show you what to do. When you go up to someone, especially in kind of an exciting, kind of bumping environment, you can walk directly up to them, look them straight in the eyes, and smile. It's important that you smile. And stick your hand out like this. So stick your hand out toward them like this and just kind of sit there and smile. And if they don't do anything, go, you know, do this. Our natural reaction whenever someone extends their hand out to us like this is what? It's to do this, to take their hand, right? To take their hand and go, what's going on here, right? Even whenever I do this in the video and I stick my hand out to you, you're going to have a natural drawn reaction to sort of lift your arms up even a little bit, just for a second, and you want to sort of reach out, right, and shake my hand. It's kind of what we do. It's been ingrained in us. It's an autopilot response. So a lot of people will just go ahead and sort of go on autopilot with this and go along with it. And so go up to a girl, do this, smile, and she'll stick her hand in yours. It's really strange why they do this, but they do it anyway. So take it. Now here's whenever the magic kind of happens. From here, you're going to spin her around like a ballerina with her hand, right? But you're going to do it very slowly. You're going to do it very softly, and you're going to do it with a specific kind of move with your body, right? So you're actually going to move from your shoulder and your elbow first, and then spin her around that way. You're also going to always spin her across her body. So what I mean by that is if she extends this hand, you're going to spin her this way, right? So she goes this way. You're not going to spin her this way, because it's going to hurt her back if she doesn't go. This way, she kind of has to go. It draws her around, and she has extra support over here. If she goes with this hand, you spin her this way. And she goes this way. So what you do is stand, and if she's taller than you, it's even funnier for you to do this. Extend your hand, take her, and spin her around her body, and you're going to see how I'm moving my body here, and I'm actually facing a different direction now. I'm going, facing this way. I'm going to spin her this way. It gives me more length as well. Spin her around, and when she comes back, I'm going to let her go, smile, and I'm going to turn around for a second. And then I'm going to turn back around. Okay, so this is really magical. What I'm doing here is I'm using a few different systems all at one time. I'm using the autopilot response system, which allows us to sort of buy into other people's natural autopilots that we have without thinking about it. So it's really powerful that way. It's on a subconscious level. I'm using that in order to get her to put her hand in mine. I'm using control and finesse so she feels comfortable with me being in control. And then I'm taking away the positive body language, and I'm showing her negative body language for a second. Again, I have positive look on my face, but negative body language. When I come back around, and when you turn back around, you're going to be amazed at the reaction that you have. I've never seen a girl react in a purely negative way. I've seen girls sort of fight it a little bit, and I've seen some where they're just like, "What are you doing?" You know. And it's, of course, even if they say, "What are you doing?" I'm always like, "Well, I'm flirting with you. What do you mean? What am I doing?" And so I've always got a pretty good response to this. Of course, every once in a while, you know, it does go wrong, and it could be like, you know, she could be like, leave or fuck off or something. Okay, well then whatever. You go, all right, well, I was just trying to have fun here. No big deal. You know, you split. So I usually don't try to stay there for too long if it's really aggressively mean. If she's sort of giving you some resistance, then of course I stay a little bit and I talk about it. And my rule is if she's still there and she's facing me, especially if she's facing me and she's still there, then it's still on. So I try to stay there and try to continue to interact. So go out and try this out. It's the secret weapon. If you've taken a course from me before, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't talk about it a whole lot in other areas, but it is sort of the secret weapon that I would teach some of my students and my teachers especially to get really positive results when they went out in field. And definitely think you should use it. It's really amazing. Go ahead and comment below with what you think about it, and comment below with how it worked whenever you tried it out. I want to see, and if you have any questions, please ask those, and I'll answer those to the best of my ability. All right, thank you very much, and I will talk to you soon.